From the outside, the inflatable luminarium is like a giant bouncing castle, but on the inside, it's a maze of interconnecting walkways brightened by natural light. The luminarium is the creation of British artist Alan Parkinson. He says the project has been traveling around the world and provides a unique space for people to debate global or local issues from different perspectives.
We kind of give a space that is a leveler in terms of how people are when they're inside. Everyone takes off their shoes, kind of creates a certain good humor about the people.
While in Geneva, the luminarium will provide space for diplomats, UN officials, school children and the public to debate and think more creatively about how to make the work of the UN Human Rights Council better understood around the world.
It's kind of a democratic space that in a way encourages people to relax, encourages the kind of dialogue that might not be actually possible in the chambers in the main building.
The week-long art installation will feature activities and events including hip-hop performance by former child soldier, now international music and Hollywood artist Emmanuel Jah from South Sudan.
Let's scream and shout because we want peace. To say the least, I dedicate this song to the common people caught in the middle of this...
The war took place in the 80s and I happened to be there, so... And it torn my home, and I ran to Ethiopia. And arriving in Ethiopia, you know, it wasn't an easy journey. A lot of young people died on the way, crossing the rivers, hippopotamus smashing them or crocodiles eating them. Then arriving in Ethiopia, we thought we were going to a promised land and a place which is gonna be better than where we are, but now, it was overwhelming. Thousands of kids in one area. There was no enough food. Kids burying their own dead. Then later on, I got trained and then I became a child soldier.
But all that is now behind him, and Emmanuel is spending his time writing music to promote peace. He says although South Sudan is still struggling to set its own development path, individuals and the government cannot shy away from the promotion and respect for human rights and basic freedoms.
Our country just began, and everybody needs to be educated about what human right is. So we need good governance, growing from down to the top, education for everybody to know the responsibility, the police, the public, the head of the government. The only thing we need from our government is freedom of speech and security, so that I can walk at night, the police are not going to harass me, and I can think about developing my country.
Among the visitors to the luminarium was the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay. She says debates on the promotion of human rights are no longer confined to boardrooms and conference halls. She says the internet has become a major avenue for human rights campaigners to make their voices heard. Ms. Pillay says modern technology needs to be harnessed to promote human rights, especially to the younger generation.
Modern technology and social media are increasingly important as a means to transform what is often seen as stale discourse or diplospeak into more colorful, vibrant language that makes it easier to educate, influence, and promote much needed change on the human rights front. Complex legal jargon and Twitter are mutually incompatible. We are being forced by new communication technologies into being simpler, clearer, and more direct.
This year, the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights is marking 20 years since it was established and given the mantle to promote and defend human rights around the world. Patrick Maigua, United Nations Radio, Geneva.